Hello and thank you for joining us on this edition of our English feature programme. Coming up today, as part of our special Christmas season, Jill Bevilacqua presents A Comet for Christmas, a modern dramatisation of the events surrounding Christ's birth in Bethlehem and the visit of the three wise men who came from the east to worship the newborn king.
The action takes place partly here on Earth and partly in outer space. In a classroom, in a home, and inside a space capsule. The characters are not the familiar shepherds and choirs of angels, but children and astronauts. And most important of all, the comet. But which comet? The scene opens in the schoolroom, where the teacher is preparing the children for their nativity play.
Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king. Behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." Now then, children, you're going to do it this time by yourselves. Now remember, you say the first part all together, and then who says, "Where is he?"
I do.
Good. Now, you ready?
Yes, miss.
Right. Off you go, then.
Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying,
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and have come to worship him.
Good. Now, we skip the next bit with King Herod and the chief priests. The seniors are going to do that. And you all come in again after the line, "When they heard the king, they went their way.
And lo, the star."
That's it. All ready? Go.
And lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy.
Good. Now then, let's go right back to the beginning and try it all once more, and then we'll do it with the music. Ready? Go.
Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, the day of Herod the king,
and that's the countdown.
Wise men from the east came to Jerusalem.
What's
and
that?
We're off.
Something's happened in Mr. Johnson's class.
And so the mission is on its way, and from ground control station,
No, sit down, children. It's all over now. They've gone up. There's nothing to see. Oh, you can see it at home tonight. It'll be on the news. Now sit down, all of you. Now then, let's get back to work. Now, where were we?
I want to see the star.
You can't see the star, silly. It's in the Bible.
But still up there. I know. Dad told me. It's a comet, and they come back. They always come back. Don't they, miss?
Yes. Mr. Johnson will tell you. He's your science teacher, isn't he?
Hail Bop's coming back on Christmas Eve, Dad said. That's why they've gone up now.
Oh, right. We all know. Now.
It's the Christmas star, the one the wise men saw.
No, that wasn't a comet. It was a conjunction of Venus and Jupiter, Mr. Johnson said.
What's the conjunction? It sounds like grammar to me.
That's enough now, children. You're not doing science now. Jamie, put that star music on, will you, please? And let's have your wise man's line again. Are you ready now?
Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east.
We have seen his star in the east. I was just remembering. Sorry, boss. Yeah, everything's all right. Everything's okay up here. Funny that, Bill. I don't know why it came into my mind just then.
What was that?
Well, I was just wondering. You know, the three wise men? They followed a star and...
And found a baby. I say, you know, that nonsense about shepherds and angels. Don't tell me you still believe that fairy tale.
It's not a fairy tale, Bill. It's the Christmas story. It's in the Bible.
I know. I went to Sunday school, but I've grown up now. When I was a child, I thought like a child. See, I can quote scripture too, but I've outgrown fairy tales. I prefer reality.
There's more than one kind of reality, Bill.
Well, maybe, but this is the kind I like. Here, this ship out in space doing the job we're doing. Chasing a comet, not a chimera, a real live comet, a long-haired star, not a fancy tinsel one on a Christmas tree or a Sunday school crib. You don't have to take this one down on Twelfth Night and put it away with all the other decorations till next year. It's here forever. And it was here long before anyone thought up Christmas.
Bill, you're impossible. There's no poetry in you at all.
Poetry? I suppose I should be looking out for God up here, like that mad Canadian pilot. What was that he wrote? It was on the wall at our flight school.
And while with silent lifting mind I've trod the high untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand and touch the face of God.
That's it. Touch the face of God. Now, what did God look like, huh? He didn't say that, did he? No, of course, he didn't see God, or anyone else for that matter. He was just high. High in excitement, exhilaration. A kid of 19 flying a plane. And it's exciting flying a plane, but not half as exciting as being up here in space. Watching the old Earth down there spinning round and round, seeing the sun rise and set every other hour.
Why, Bill, you're a poet after all.
Rubbish. I'm just saying I like it up here, but... I don't let my imagination run away with me, like your young pilot. I like what I can see. I'm a realist, like I said.
Okay, Bill, I get the message. Ah, how about that coffee you were talking about preparing?
Oh, the coffee. Oh, just in time.
Thanks, Bill. That's really, really good.
I'm sorry, Joe. I guess I must sound like a real old cynic.
It's okay, Bill. I understand. You don't have to apologize.
You see... It's different for you. You've got kids. They want you to share their world, but it's a fantasy world, a world of make-believe. And that's where your Christmas star belongs, Joe. There's no historical evidence for it whatsoever. It's just one more pretty decoration.
Well, I'll beg to differ there, Bill, but we'll come back to it later. We'd better get on now with some of that reality of yours.
Ground control would think we've gone for a spacewalk or something.
I've gone to sleep.
Well, that wouldn't be surprising after that meal of yours, Joe. I must say you surpassed yourself tonight.
Thank you, Skipper. Glad you enjoyed it. So, what's the drill?
Well, let's take a look at the flight plans just to refresh our memories.
Where should we start?
Why not begin at the beginning?
Great idea. So, let's see now. It has been seriously proposed that a space vehicle should perform a chemical analysis of the nucleus of a passing comet.
It has been proposed that a space vehicle should perform a chemical analysis of the nucleus of a passing comet. Mom! How are they going to know when it's coming?
I can't hear you. The dishwasher's on.
What's a nucleus?
The bit inside its head.
Whose head?
The comet's, of course, stupid. The one Dad and Bill are waiting for. Oh, there you are, Mum.
What was it you wanted?
How can Dad and Bill know when the comet's going to pass them?
Oh, they'll know all right. It's all worked out on the computer.
Mom, will you come and help me with the crib? I don't know where to put the shepherds.
In the fields, of course.
I can't come now, darling. I'm in the middle of mixing the Christmas pudding. Get your brother to help you.
I've got to learn my part for the nativity play. I'm going to be one of the wise men. Will you hear me, Mum?
Come and say it to me in the kitchen. Now be careful, Sasha, and don't forget to wish.
What shall I wish?
You mustn't tell. It's a secret.
I'm going to wish that Dad, that the comet...
Shh! It's the carol singers. Quick, open the door.
Oh, dear, and I've got nothing to give them. Let me see. Oh, yes, the mince pies, of course. I forgot. I made them last week.
Aren't they for us at Christmas?
Don't worry, I'll be making more. Now, where's my purse?
But it's not Christmas yet. Don't be stupid. The carol singers always start weeks before.
Why?
So they can go to more houses and get more money.
Do we have to give them money?
It's for charity, for the poor.
What would you like us to sing? We Three Kings?
We like that one, don't we?
Okay.
We three kings of Orient are, bearing gifts we traverse afar. Field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star.
Hey, what's that you're singing?
Oh, nothing, just an old carol.
We used to sing that at school, I remember it. We three kings of Orient are,
bearing gifts we traverse afar,
field and fountain,
moor and mountain,
following yonder star.
Oh, star of wonder, star of light.
What's the matter?
You.
Me?
Yes. Getting me all sentimental, singing carols like a school kid. Whatever will they think down on the ground?
Well, they'll think we finished all the booze. We'll tell them we're celebrating Christmas in advance. Hey, that's an idea. Hey, what about a turkey dinner tomorrow night? Your turn to be cookie.
Turkey dinner?
Yeah, why not? Ever heard of Thanksgiving?
Well, of course, but don't... haven't you already celebrated it?
No. We were preparing for this log. Hey, come on, let's celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving together, all in one.
Yeah, with hamburgers and Coke and cranberry sauce, I suppose.
That's right, old mate.
You're a funny chap, Joe.
Yeah, you need to act like a kid sometimes, Bill. We all do. It helps to keep your balance. It doesn't do to take yourself too seriously.
You think I do? Well, maybe I do. But I tell you one thing, I take... this job seriously, and I'm worried.
Why so, Bill?
This comet now, it should have been appearing on our screens by now.
Well, that's for sure.
And I was wondering, maybe you'll think I'm crazy, but just supposing, I mean, what if the comet decides to go a different way?
Or pass at a different time? Oh, come off it, Bill. Now you're being childish. They wouldn't have sent us up here if they weren't certain of the time and place.
You're very trusting.
I believe in our backroom boys and their computers.
There is such a thing as human error.
Well, I think we should give them the benefit of the doubt.
Well, all I know is we've been floating around up here for the past week and no sign of a shooting star, let alone a comet. If you ask me, we'll be spending Christmas in space.
We'll be back for Christmas, Bill. The boss promised the mission would be wound up by then. And I promised the kids.
Even if we don't meet that comet?
We'll meet it all right, but we'd better be ready. It could be heading our way this very minute. Which reminds me, I better go check my instruments. We don't want to be caught napping.
No, that would never do. Well, you go and check your instruments. I'll take a look at that computer of ours. It's been flickering all day. We don't want it to fail at the vital moment.
I'll fix it. It won't take a minute. You have a break. It's my shift tonight.
Okay, but don't disconnect the wrong cable like you did last time.
Don't remind me. Disabled the whole chute. No, I'll be careful, Skipper. Don't you worry. Just relax and enjoy the view.
I'll do just that. Now then, let's take a look at that sky. It's odd. Those stars, they don't look right somehow. I wonder, maybe I should call ground control. We should have heard from them by now. Let's see if I can get through first. Give them a surprise. Come in, ground control. Are you there? No answer. Hello? Nothing.
Bill, the instruments are down. I don't know what it is. Everything's gone dead. The computer, the whole shebang.
And there's no answer from ground control. Take a look out there. What do you see?
Holy Moses, what's that star doing? It's not where it should be.
The stars are all in the wrong places.
The stars are all in the wrong places.
No, they're not. I stuck them where you said.
Yes, but they're too low down. The sky must have slipped. You didn't stick it properly. And what are those ugly little funny lumpy things? In the fields with the sheep. You're not supposed to put the camels until the Epiphany with the wise men.
They're not camels, stupid. They're dinosaurs.
Dinosaurs? You can't put dinosaurs in a crib.
Why not?
They didn't exist in Jesus' time.
But I think baby Jesus would have liked playing with dinosaurs. Doesn't he love all animals?
Oh, you don't understand. The dinosaurs were all extinct when Jesus was born. They died of starvation because the sun was blotted out when the comet fell and nothing could grow. And so the carnivores started
Children,
to
Children, come quick. They're talking about Dad on TV.
Dad! Oh, is he there? What's he doing?
It's just the station reporting.
And we have been unable to make contact for the past 6 or 7 hours. The picture on the screen is very fuzzy. The mission is obviously having some difficulty, but so far it's not clear what has gone wrong. At the moment, there is no cause for concern. We shall be giving you an update on the situation shortly, and now I return you to the studio.
That was a report from the Ground Control Mission Station. And now we go over to the cathedral, where the carol service is just beginning.
Is Dad going to be all right, Mum? Why can't they make contact?
I don't know. Perhaps there's a power cut.
They don't have power cuts in space, Mum.
Well, I don't know. They didn't say. I expect they'll tell us later. Now, how about helping me fix the lights on the tree? We want it to be all ready when Dad gets back, don't we?
He will be back in time, will he, Mum? It's Christmas tomorrow.
Christmas is not just tomorrow, Jamie. It lasts 12 days, you know.
I know, Mum. But, well, Christmas Day is the most important day.
Well, you know, Dad'll do his best to get back in time. As soon as they've seen that comet and done whatever it is they have to do, they'll be down like a shot. You'll see. But where's Sasha got to?
I don't know. He was still messing about with the crib, putting dinosaurs in it.
Mom! Jamie! Come quick! Come and see!
He's on the veranda!
What's he doing out there? He'll catch his death.
Mom! It's come! The comet! It's there! It's Hale-Bopp!
It's the Christmas star. Look, Mom.
Why, yes. There it is. It's really clear, isn't it, children?
And Dad's up there looking at it.
And he can see it real close. I wish I could be up there with him.
I wonder if it really is made of cotton candy. Do you think he'll bring some back for us?
Could be concrete, though. Mr. Johnson says the scientists think that comets are made of ice and dust. But they don't know whether they're hard or soft.
He said we're made of stardust, Mom.
Stardust? That's very romantic.
It's true. And you know what?
Next time, they're going to send a probe right onto a comet. So then they'll really know what it's made of, concrete or dust.
Well, now, let's go back inside, children. Oh, I think they're saying something on the TV. Come on.
And everything is being done to link up with the mission, but so far without success. However, the comet is visible here on Earth.
Oh, I just remembered. I didn't do the comet. I must do it right away.
What do you mean?
It's the crib, Mum. He was so busy making dinosaurs, he forgot the comet. See, there's masses of stars, but there's no comet in the sky.
There's no comet in the sky. It's Christmas Eve, Joe. We should be seeing it now, but we're not where we should be. We're right off course.
It's not just that, Bill. We're drifting. We're not going anywhere.
I don't understand. Why can't ground control correct our position?
I don't think they can see us. It's as if something was in the way.
Let's take another look at the control panels. No. Good.
We're out of alignment with the sun, Bill. And if the solar panels aren't working, you know what that means.
No power. So we can't change position. It looks real bad.
Afraid so, Skipper.
That seems to be it. We're here for good.
Mates forever.
I don't know what you're being cheerful about. It's a death sentence.
It depends on how you look at it. Some would call it life.
Oh, for Pete's sake, Joe.
Sorry, mate. I didn't mean to depress you. Look, let's have a drop of that special space grog. What do you say?
If you like. Won't make any difference.
You want a bet? I'll get it.
Why did I ever get into this?
There you go. Drink up.
Thanks, Joe. You know, I was thinking we're part of heaven now, aren't we?
You might say so.
We're a celestial body. Just think of that. I always wanted to play the harp.
I prefer the harmonica myself. Uh-huh. You know, my dad used to keep one in his trouser pocket.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, whenever we had a family party, out it came. Uh-huh. He knew a lot of tunes, too. Mm-hmm. All the old ballads.
My uncle played the banjo.
Ah. Christmas time, we used to go carol singing. And Dad would come, too, and he'd keep us all in tune. And I wonder what they're doing at home now.
Yeah.
Must be nearly the kids' bedtime. But it's Christmas Eve, and... Bill, I'm going to have another look at that radio. You never know. Something might happen.
We might get back, Hope springs eternal,
Well, you've got to have hope, Bill. Otherwise,
you might as well throw in the sponge, if we had a sponge.
Are you all right, Skipper?
Oh, me? Sure, I'm fine. On top of the world. You hear what I said? I'm sitting on top of the world.
Just rolling along. Just singing this song.
We should start a group, Joe. I've got just the name for us, the Heavenly Twins. What do you say about that?
Terrific! Only what'll we use for music?
That's the point. Never mind. Let's tell yarns instead. You start.
It was a dark and stormy night.
That's
all I can remember.
And three men sat in a cave.
I got it. And two men sat in a spaceship.
Listening to the music of the spheres. What's that? Listen. What is it?
Sounds like something coming toward us.
Coming fast by the sound of it. Can you see anything on the screen?
No, nothing. Wait a minute. I can't look at it. It's blinding.
It's the comet, Joe. It's coming for us. It's not going to pass. It's coming right at us. It's going to hit us.
Bill!
Get away from the screen, Joe!
I can't!
Still here.
Yeah, so we are. And so's the comet.
What do you mean?
Look out the window.
What? It's there, right alongside.
Yeah, like a friend.
It's going along with us.
No, not with us, Bill. Leading us.
Look, it's going away.
And so are we. Look, Bill, what can you see over there, in the distance, beyond the sunset?
It's the comet. Yeah. Our comet. Yeah. It's
Hail Bop, Bill!
And, but this other star, this comet, what?
The Christmas star, Bill. The wise men's star.
Wise men's star. Of course. Foolish of me.
And now we must interrupt the carol service to give you a special news flash.
The Mission Control Station has made contact with the spacecraft Starshoot. The crew are well and have concluded their examination of Comet Hale-Bopp. They are preparing...
Mom, did you hear? Dad's coming home!
It is not yet known what caused the breakdown... in.
Yes, children. Yes, I heard.
...that an unknown star passed close to the space capsule, temporarily blocking reciprocal vision and paralyzing equipment so that the capsule involuntarily deviated from the flight path. We shall be giving you more details later and will communicate the exact time of re-entry. Over to the studio.
Mom, did you hear what the man said? It was my star. My star guided them. The wise man's star. The Christmas star. And just think, I nearly forgot to put it up.
You have been listening to our Christmas play, A Comet for Christmas.
And finally, before we close the program for today, we take a brief look at the Pope's first general audience of 2007.
Dear brothers and sisters, it's his first audience of...
The Holy Father announced his wish to continue his joyful reflection on the birth of our Redeemer. He also warned us faithful not to be indifferent to the importance of the truth of Christ's presence in our daily lives.
Gazing upon the helpless infant in the crib, along St. Mary and Joseph, we share their sense of wonder at God's infinite goodness and gratuitous love.
The Pope says that in the sending of Jesus, his Son, God shows the abundance of his almighty love. He adds that growing in the knowledge of this will assist the spiritual climate of Christmas for all of us.
In the words of St. John's first letter, we love because he first loved us. Jesus has pitched his tent among us and revealed to us the true face of the Father, drawing us ever more deeply into the mystery of his kingdom. Sadly, the light of Christ is not always accepted. In our own days, there are many who reject him or reduce him to a mere teacher of wisdom, stripped of his divinity. But Jesus is truly God and truly man, tirelessly proclaiming the gospel to all people and challenging us to open our hearts to him. To all who received him, he gave power to become children of God.
So Pope Benedict challenges us faithful as our New Year's resolution to open up to Christ's call in our lives.
What is our response to him? Let us follow the example of so many holy men and women throughout the history of the Church who have welcomed Emmanuel into their lives, becoming beacons of light and hope. At the start of this new year, let us once more open our hearts and minds to him so as to spread the joy of discipleship to souls around us. May the peace of the newborn King fill our hearts, making you his witnesses in the world. And may God bless you abundantly throughout the year 2007. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us on our English feature program today. You're listening to Vatican Radio. Laudato Jesus Christus.